found a kid in the street. You found a boy in the street, girl. We don't know who the parents are. We don't know what the kid is. So the locker is, if most people living here, and there's a place in L.A., then that's that place, most people are goyim, we'll say the kid's a goy. We'll soon see what it means. In Roiv Yisrael, if it's found in the Milabar place, so the kid's a Jew. Yisrael. Machsa, Machsa, Sufik, Flatbush, no, Yisrael. Also, the name of Yisrael. Machsa, Machsa is called Yisrael. Now, V'yomar Rav, Rav said, though, Loishon Elalach Yisai. That you say, if it's found in Borough Park, a place that Rove Jews are there, that's only if it's only in the Gelach Yosei. That Rashi says, Bezdin is mitzvah lefarnasai. It's a question, the kid is mamish, has no food to eat. There's a mitzvah like stalker to take care of him. He has a din of a Jew. There's a mitzvah lach Yosei. Avol liyuchsin, but if you want to know, let's say, can we marry this kid? If it's a girl, can a kain marry her? The way Shomishenim learned. Vashala for yuchsin. What's the locha? Loi. Then Rav says, no, you can't use one roiv. Leyuchsin, you see, one roiv doesn't help. So you see, Rav himself holds, one roiv doesn't help for yuchsin. Rashi, have a leyuchsin loy. The embassy, let's say this is a girl you found. Asur lekayin. So Rashi is mashmachlor, that this chumi, you need two roivs, is only if you want to marry a kayin. If it's a girl, and the girl wants to get married to a kayin, leyuchsin means Rashi shiter is lakuna. If it's a boy, or if the girl wants to marry a regular Yisrael, even one roiv would help. The chumrah that you need two roivs is only to marry a kohen. So Rashi says, therefore, the embassy, in the case that the baby is a girl, you found a girl in the street, even though it's the middle of the place that rove are Jews there, asur with a kohen, her kohen is not going to marry her. Even in the cases where it's not a Suffolk mamzer, where you found the kid, the Gemara, the Kedushin talks about it. You find the kid in the street that his bones are smoothed out. You also find him with the kameya. Sarai, the parents, some didn't just throw him away. Sarai, the parents cared about him. They took good care of him. So after something happened, he got lost. But in the case you find the kid that Ramesh looks like he's just thrown away, that's a big chash, maybe he's a mamzer. Because usually when they have mamzer, they like to just throw him away. So even in the case where the kid looks well taken care of, it's not a shell of a mamzer, but still, a kohen can't marry her, because while leyuchsin, Rav, you have to have two roivs. So now that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. How could Rav say, we paskin like our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that our Mishnah means only one roiv, with one roiv, she's kosher lakuna. Here Rav says, even if you find a girl, in the middle of a city that rove people are Jews there, a kohen can't marry her. So you see, lakuna, one roiv is not enough, you have to have two roivs. That's Rav Zin, Abul Yuchsin Lai. Right to Shmuel, and Shmuel says, that Shmuel says, that means on Shabbos, that Chashvin Leil Yisrael, where Shmuel says, in the case we found this boy in a city of rogue Jews, and now on Shabbos, a wall falls down on him, so you have a shaila, can you save him or not? Yes, you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. And we'll soon talk about what Shmuel means. That's Shmuel's din. But our kopon and what's negated to us is that Rav says for Yuchsin, one roiv is no good. So Gemara answers, Ishtemitzai hodi yom Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Rav Yim, you forgot what Rav Yudah Amar Rav says. That our Mishnah is not talking about one roiv, but our Mishnah is talking about the Kroin Neshol Tzipori Yavi Amaisa. That the Mishnah is talking about the case that there was a caravan of people coming into the city then. So that's why the Mishnah says it's kosher. Even though the Mishnah only mentions one roiv, it doesn't only mean one roiv. It means there were two roivs there. There was a roiv siwa also. So therefore, there's no steer in Rav. Rav passes like our Mishnah. You have to have two roivs. Like where it's a Shema, where the girl doesn't know who the boy was, you have to have two roivs. And that's the halacha also, when you find a tinnik. It's also a Shema. We don't know who the parents are. So when is it mutal yuchsin? Only in a case where there are two roivs. Where the rove of the people in the city are Jews, and also the caravan people are coming in, also Jewish people coming in. Then we say the kid is kosher makuna. So there is no steer in Rav. Right to the Rav Chonin bar Rova, the Yomar Roy Shor Hoysa, according to him, he learns that our Mishnah was a special psak. That means all over, it's not like it says in our Mishnah. So who we want to learn, he means to say that our Mishnah is talking about one roiv. And therefore he says it's a special psak, and it's a special time, at the time of the Mishnah Rabbanu will make there. They had other stars and also to be makel. But all over you have to have two roivs. For the Gemara Kasha, Hoysa Kasha, that's the Kasha, because if the way we say now, our Mishnah is talking about two roivs, so how could he say that? If the Mishnah really means two roivs, How could he call our Mishnah Roy Shor that it was a special psak in our Mishnah, but all over it's not that way? Be mashim all over, you only need one roif. And that's not true. You see, Rav Paskins all over, you need two roifs. According to Rav Chanan, Haman de Masniho, Loi Masniho. Enechnami, Rav Chanan Barova, that says in the name of Rav, our Mishnah was a Roy Shor, a special psak. He did not learn our Mishnah talking about two roifs. He learned our Mishnah talking about the case was only one roif. It happened in the city, and there's only one roif, just the people in the city were roif shevim. And he learned that's what the Mishnah says is kosher. Therefore it's good. He says that Tishno is a Rosh Hashanah. It's a special time, something special happened to them, the Rabbanim will make them. But all over, Laloch, you have to have two roifs. So everything is very good. That's what we're coming out now, that for Yuchsin, where there's a tiny Shema, where the mother is not here saying Vadai, she knows who the husband was, we have to have two rives. So the Gufa, what we just learned before, that Motsa Botinik Mushlach, if you find a kid in the streets, in Roiv Avikachavim, it's the place that Rov Goyim lived there, Avikachavim. The kid has a din like a Goy. In Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, if it's a city where Rov Jews live, the kid's a Jew. Machza, Machza Yisrael. That's these three halakas. Now what does it mean? The Omer Rav said before, Leshonim Elalach Yosei. That if you find a kid in the middle of a city of rogue Jews, that means there's a mitzvah for Bezin to take care of him. Lach Yosei, we have to act like he's a Jew. Avol Yuchsin Loi. But to get married, no. To get married, it's not enough one rive. We have to have two rives. Ushmul Omer Shmul says, Lefakech Olav Esagal. That means on Shabbos, if a wall came cave down on this kid now, we have to have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for him. In other words, part of Havim Miner is, it's in a city where Rov are Jews, so since you have Rov Jews living there, we have a right to say the kid's a Jew, therefore, if you have a Shabbos, we have a right to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Fred Gemara, Miyo Meshmul Hochi, did Shmul Taka say like this, that it's only Mutz to Mechal Shabbos if you have a right to tell us that he's a Jew? For Yomar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, he says over the name of Shmuel, not like that. That Shmuel said, Ein holchim bepikuach nefesh achar roif. You don't have to go bust the roif for pikuach nefesh. Anytime you have the slightest doubt in your mind that maybe that kid is a Jew, you're allowed to be Mechala Shabbos. Mashm, even though the wall caved down in the city, that roif goyim lived there. Mamish there, mamish roif goyim there. And roif should tell us the kid's a Jew. But Shmuel says, V'ilchus chilu Shabbos, for pikuach nefesh, there's a special halacha, you have a right to be mechal Shabbos for him. As pikuach nefesh, any suffix, slight chance in the world, that maybe he's a Jew, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So how could Shmuel says, only in the city where it's a roiv, Shmuel says you don't need a roiv. So what's the nechnami? Ella, it should be like this. Ki yitma de Shmuel, where did we learn Shmuel's halacha? A reisha. On the reish yitma. The word it says like this. In roiv avikachavim avikachavim. It says, if you found this kid in a city, that most people there are goyim, the kid is called a goy. But Omar Shmuel says, you should know though, well, if a keich olav esagal ain't a kain, that if it happens on Shabbos, that a wall caves down on this kid now, you should know you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. That's Shmuel's chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Even though we use roiv to paskalei suchas misa, to kill somebody, Bezdin uses a roiv to kill somebody, but he also, this new mitzvah of a chai behem, there's a new mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, that whenever you have a person, a suffix, if he's dying or not, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, do any avera to save his life. So Shmuel learns, for this new mitzvah of a chai behem, the Torah says there's no parsha of roiv. Anytime you have a person, that you have the slightest chance in the world, that maybe he's a Jew, and maybe he's still alive, the lachri, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. That's Shmuel's halacha. The Rambam doesn't paskel like Shmuel. The Rambam paskel that Rabbi Yechonah says in Kedushin not like that. That if Roiv says he's a guy, he's considered like a guy, you don't have hetet to be Mechal Shabbos. Only Machza Machza, if you have a suffix, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But if you have a Roiv to say that he's a guy, then you don't have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Yeah, but Shmuel says no, Shmuel says any suffix there is, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Right, now the Brisa says what? In Roiv, if you found this kid in the streets, where most people are goyim, the kid's called a goy. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, for which halacha is that? Well, my nafkah means a goy. Amar Rav Papa la'achilu nevelus. That means the mamish, where you can act like he's a goy, we're allowed to feed him nevelus. You're allowed to give him a piece of pork to eat. He's a goy. If he's a Jew, we're not allowed to be machil a Jew, but nevelus. You can't give a Jew teeth, be a dying nevelus. But here, since Rav says the kid's a guy, we have a right mama to take a piece of pork and let him eat it. We could be Michael Nevelis. But then the Brisa says, and Rav Yisrael Yisrael, you find the kid in the middle of the streets of most people are Jews there, the kid's a Jew. But the Mola, my Hichas of which halacha? I'm a Rav Popola Hafsalay Aveda. It means that if we find an Aveda, and he comes and says and gives us some money, we have a right to give it back to him. Even though Tosafos speaks out that there's an issa to give back an Aveda to a guy. There's even a klolo, the Gemara Sanhedrin says. If you find an Aveda from a guy, you have no chiyah to give it back to him. Maybe Aschil Hashem, but not Aschil Hashem, other Aveda, there's a klolo, you're not supposed to give it back to a guy. So therefore, over here, Tosafos learns it would be machza machza, it would be a suffix. If he's a Jew or a guy, Taki wouldn't be allowed to give him back the Aveda. Even though it's a suffix mitzvah Hashemah Aveda, but there's also a suffix maybe doing an issa by returning it. So if there'd be a machza machza, you wouldn't be allowed to return an Aveda to him. But since the talking about Rav, our Jews, they give him a din Jew, you're allowed to be machza his Aveda. What about machza machza Yisrael? That it says machza machza is called a Jew. Lamai Yilchasa, what does that mean? That to give back an Aveda, you wouldn't give back an Aveda. Taisa Shita is, the mitzvah lach yosi yosi you wouldn't have. You only have a mitzvah lach yosi to save him if he's a vade Jew. But if it's a machza machza, Taisa's and Rashi Shita is, there would not even be a mitzvah lach yosi. So for the Gemara Sakasha, that you say it's a 50-50, he's called the Jew, for which halacha? But Mashma, if he's a 50-50, he's a suffix, there's no mitzvah lach yosi. Would you start a big pillow, why not? The Rambam paskens halacha, there is a mitzvah lach yosi. But Rashi and Tosafos both say you potter. The shaila is why? The chur is a suffix mitzvah. And a suffix mitzvah, chur is shigol chumra. This is a suffix if this kid's a Jew or not. If he's a Jew, there's a mitzvah lach yosi. If you see him starving, you have a mitzvah to give him food to eat. So Tosafos and Rashi both say here you potter. So Chayim want to say this from the Moshivas Harabam, a couple of Zal used to learn that the pshat is by mitzvahs, they know them lechaveroi, the klal is suffix gol kula. That we say, Safik Yuvim, Safik Yisatara, you have to go to Chumra, that's only by a Safik Mitzvah Ben Odom Lamakim. But a Mitzvah Ben Odom Lachaveroi, it has the loch of a, if you have a Safik, if you're Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah or not, then a Safik you can go to Kula. See, the Mitzvah Lach Yosai to save him is a Mitzvah Ben Odom Lachaveroi. The Mitzvah Ben Odom Lachaveroi, then a Safik you go to Kula. Who are then a lot of Rishonim Muslim in the Gemara and Bar Mitzvah has a lot of Sveikis when you have a Chiyav Mitzvah Hashemah Saveda. If you find an Aveda, it's a shayla if the violin is miyayish or not. So it's a suffix if you have a chi of Ashav or not. The Rambam obliged by a teku. The Rambam paskins that since it's a teku, you don't have to return the Aveda. The Kashi will ask, why not? The chur is a suffix mitzvah Ashavah. You should have a suffix mitzvah, you should have to return the Aveda. That's the terrorist that no. A suffix mitzvah benodim lechaveroi has a locha like Hilchus Mamnis that min a suffix go lekula. That we say a suffix isti, go to chumra, that's only a suffix in a mitzvah, beinodom lemokum. But beinodom lechaveroi, avad, you have to do the mitzvahs, but lemokum suffix yipotter. That's John Rashi and Taisiyah. That you have this suffix kid, you don't know if he's a Jew or not, machza machza, there's no mitzvah to meshav aveda, there's no mitzvah lach yosei. So Gemara asks, if so, why do we bryce to call him a Jew? Lamai hilchasa? Omer rashlokash lunizokin. That means hilchas nizokin. That we'll soon see if we have to pay him money or not, if he gives us damages. For the Gemara Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Who damaged who? Enaim, if you want to say, did not chay tura di dan, le tura di day, that if our shore went and hit his shore, we shtoist him. So now what? The locker is, if we shtoist the nakum, we're potter. So you want to say now, since he's a suffolk, if he's a Jew or a guy, we should have to pay him. For the Gemara, why? Leimele, we should tell him, I see Raya the Yisraelah, Fishakul. You want to collect money from me? Bring me a proof that you're a Jew. It's a suffix if you're a Jew or a guy. So the klal always is, Amos Mechaber, all over Raya. You can't get money away from me. If a Jewish ashore hit this person shore, it's a suffix if you hit a guy, you're a Jew. So when a suffix, the Jew shouldn't have to pay money? The klal is, Amos Mechaber, all over Raya. That can't be the case that he's called a Jew. Leitzricha, the case is like this. The Nanche Turididei Laturididan, that his shore shtoist our shore. And the locker is like this. The locker is like this. We know by a Jew the locker is a Tam pays Chati Nezik. A Muad pays Nezik Shalom. By a Goy there's no Chilik. If a Goy's shore hits us, even though it's a Tam, he has to pay Nezik Shalom. This man, our Yadayim Atkifus, who we have the locker is, If a goy hits a Jew, there's no p'tur of tam. Even tam has to pay nezek sholem. So you want to say, what's the case here then? That his shor hit us. Let's richa the nake through the day, but through the dan. So now, if he's called a goy, he'll have to pay us nezek sholem. But in this case, we can't force him to pay nezek sholem. He'll have a locha like a Jew, that if a Jew hits another Jew, tam only pays chatzi nezek. Why? Palga mishalim. If his shor hit us, half of the nezek like tam, for sure he has to pay. Vidach palga, the other half that we want him to pay. Because we say he's a goy, amalu, he could pay it to us back. I see raya the lav yisrael ano. You bring proof that I'm not a Jew. V'yasul lechun, then I'll pay you up. In other words, we want to take money away from him. We don't know what he is. Maybe he's a Jew. So since it's a subject, maybe he's a Jew, we can't take money away from him. So this is the nafkumina that we call him like a Jew. Where he sure hits us, and he sure is a tam, he has a locha like a Jew, he only has to pay us chati nezik. But we can't be tovei, and we can't tell him, listen, you're a goy, you have to pay me nezik shalom. Because he has the right to say, you prove that I'm a goy. I'm a machta, I'm a subject. Maybe I'm a Jew. So with this halacha, he has a halacha like a Jew. How do you halacha of the suasness is? All right, we'll stop here. You hold my second parak, Yedav Tezvov and Mabez. The Mishnah says, Isha Shenes Armula, a Nisha that lost a husband, she became an Amona, Oishin is Garisha, or else she received the get. So the kid says she receives a ksuba now. These are the two times in each she gets a ksuba. Either her husband dies, or else her husband gave her a get, she has a right to collect the ksuba. Now the question is, Vice says they lost the ksuba here, so they don't know how much the husband has to pay you. He Oymeris, she says, Besula Nisatani. Then when we got married, I was a psula, and therefore I deserve to get $200 now. Vu Oymer, the husband says, Lloyd, that wasn't the case. Kiela Almona Nisaticha. When I married you, you're an Amona. You were married once before, your husband died, and I married you the second time. This is your second marriage. Therefore, you only deserve to get $100. So it's a machlekes. So the law is like this. Im yesh edim sheyotzeis benuma. Vice versa, tiksuba we don't have. We don't have any document to say exactly how much tiksuba was. So she has edim that at the time of her chuppah, she went out. Im yesh edim sheyotzeis benuma. She went out wearing a special veil. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what it is. We used to have a special type of a chuppah. That's a raya. That's a proof that she was a psula. They used to do these things special by a psula. Or else for Roisha Perua. Or else her hair was uncovered at the time of the chuppah. It's a raya. She was a psula. Because you first have to start covering your hair after you have bia, after you live with your husband. But by a psula, she's allowed to go to the chuppah with the hair uncovered. So if there are edim that at your chuppah your hair was uncovered, that's a raya ksubasa masayim. That you deserve to get now $200, because you for sure was a psula at the time of the chuppah. But mashma, if you don't have edim though, then you're not believed. Then we say the husband only has to pay you 100 and not 200. Rav Yechon ben Bruker Oimer, av chila kaloyes raya. If they could bring a proof that at the time of your chuppah they were throwing chila kaloyes, or they gave out kaloyes, means roasted like wheat, roasted kernels. They used to give out roasted kernels by a chuppah of a basula. So if you have proof, edim, that they were by a chuppah, and they remember the way they gave out kaloyes, these roasted wheat, that's also raya proof that you are a basula. But if you don't have these proof and the chanami, then the baal is nemon, the baal of Aitzat al-Saloysim, the baal of raya, even though the husband doesn't have a proof either. But she wants to come and take away another $100 from the husband. If she doesn't have a proof, she can't get it. Or else from the Yorshim. And it's sad that the husband died. So Rashi learns the Yorshim now that she's coming to the Yorshim. And she's telling the Yorshim, I want my ksuba. And the Yorshim say back and they say, no, we know, we heard over that at the time of Yechupa, you're only an Amona. You only deserve 100. So if the Yorshim say she only deserves 100 and there's no proof, so the klal is Me'asafik, the Yorshim, or the husband, doesn't have to pay more than $100. According to the Rambam Shita, it's a case of a Moed B'Miksas, that they'll have to swear also. Because really it's a case that she's asking for 200, and he's agreeing that I owe you 100. So that's usually the case when you're Moed to half of what I ask for, you have to swear. So Rambam Shita, you have to make a Shavua. Other Rishonim learn you don't have to swear over here because it's not called Mimina Taina. Like they're two different Tainas. She wants 200 because she was a psula. He says, I'll subsula, I give you zero. You weren't a psula. I'll give you 100 for a different reason. Because you were an amana, that's not called Maidim Mimina Taina. A core point of the Mishnah says he doesn't have to pay more than 100. Then Rabbi Yeshua Aimer. Umaydi Rabbi Yeshua agrees though. We'll soon see to what is he agreeing. But Umaydi Rabbi Yeshua agrees. In a case like this, that if Reuven goes over to his friend Shimon and tells Shimon, you should know, this field that I'm living in right now, you should know, Shimon, this field once belonged to your father. And I bought it off your father. Tissa Reuven is in his house, in his field, and nobody's complaining. Reuven by himself comes over to Shimon and tells Shimon a fact. You should know this field once belonged to your father, and I bought it off your father. Allah is Shuhneman, that he's believed. Reuven is allowed to stay in the kaka right now. Even though he's telling us a fact that it once belonged to your father, and he doesn't have any proof that he bought it off your father, he doesn't have the shtar, still we believe Reuven. Why? The klal is